the president would have us believe that anything critical of him is fake. To which many respond that everything out of the president's mouth or Twitter feed is fake. Both statements, of course, are false. Everyone makes mistakes, but deliberately faked news often has government hands all over it. One American administration took us into Vietnam based on lies about what happened in the Gulf of Tonkin, which were revealed when government reports were finally declassified. Another took us into Iraq on the basis of cooked evidence about weapons of mass destruction. Teaching free speech, I don't compare truth and falsity. There are enough screw-ups to go around. I compare whether there's better information when the press can act as watchdog or when we're forced into reliance on official pronouncements. Around the world, the answer's obvious. Here, the answer's clouded by our attachments to our favorite politicians. But the so-called classification system is designed to feed us cooked evidence when an administration thinks we can't deal with truth. Of course, some secrets are kept for reasons of national security or diplomatic reasons, but much is protected only for political ones. All administrations convince themselves that it's good for America that they keep secrets or that they deliberately mislead us. We simply have to assume that even our own government lies to us regularly, sometimes convinced that it's good for us and often convinced that distortions are good for themselves. That's why the press matters. No person or institution can understand everything or get everything right. Even Einstein didn't, although I certainly like his batting average. But only by examining conflicting evidence do we have some hope of teasing out what we need to know. John Stuart Mill gave us our basic understanding of free speech and press, teaching that public officials have reasons to mislead. For re-election, to enlarge their own power, to get what they want done, to protect themselves or their beliefs, etc. His point was human fallibility coupled with power to throttle everyone else spells a high likelihood of official gobbledygook masquerading as truth. Worse, official censorship blocks the press from digging and correcting as many important stories as possible. Science, by contrast, is designed to keep challenging mistakes and getting better answers. A free press, too, can keep improving answers. Go back to the examples I made at the head of this essay. The press made lots of mistakes about Vietnam, Iraq, and elsewhere, but the most damaging mistakes resulted from intentional government news feeds designed to mislead. We eventually learned the truth about those and many other cases because reporters kept pushing for more and better information. Unfortunately, I've learned over many years not to trust our presidents. They have too many reasons to mislead us that seem good to them. I think Trump is worse than most. He so often misstates the facts that I never trust him. Conservative commentator Brett Stevens wrote, quote, "The Trump administration has credibility issues, to put it mildly, which is one reason why electing a compulsive prevaricator to the presidency is dangerous to national security." Close quote. On the other hand, many other presidents have told the truth just often enough that we become gullible when they really want to mislead us. There's no way to know what the situation will be between the U.S. and Iran by the time this is broadcast. But too many lives are at stake. Too much depends on figuring out what information is accurate, who's telling the truth and who isn't, let alone whether it justifies killing both Iranians and Americans. Let there be no war.